Everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. We were in prayer, and I heard the name Mephibosheth. And I know you guys know the story of Mephibosheth. And it's about covenant. And it's about DNA. And it's about the blessing of the Lord. And today, we're going to talk about that. I want to read your scripture for the sake of reading what the Lord showed you in context about with this, Leviticus first. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess. A land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has separated you from the peoples. And when a king, when David and Jonathan were best friends, and they were covenant brothers, Jonathan knew he was supposed to be the king. But he knew that he wouldn't ever be the king. And he gave that right to David. And he made a covenant in 1 Samuel, and he said, he knew he was going to probably die on the battlefield because he was a warrior. And he knew that because David wasn't in the lineage, when he took over the land and when he became king, you have to kill everybody of their lineage. So there is not one chance that someone could come in and take the right to be an heir to the throne. All kings did it. It was a known thing, whether you were friends or not, you had to annihilate children, women, children, the whole lineage. And Jonathan said to David, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I love you. I'm asking that you would give me favor when you become king, that you would never annihilate the rest of my family. He trusted in the character of the covenant relationship more than he did what was supposed to happen with culture and with DNA and with bloodline. He crossed over into the bloodline of the covenant of heaven. And he did what was right before God. Because David represented Jesus' covenant. On the field, Saul and Jonathan were on the battlefield, and his three sons, and they were all, his sons were killed. And he asked, "Would you kill me? I don't want to be annihilated like that." And the servant, we know the story, I believe it's 2 Samuel 4, where the word came back to David, "We have killed Saul." And because they stated that, he cut their hands and their feet off, and he hung them, and he annihilated them. When word came in 2 Samuel 9 that Saul and Jonathan were killed with his brothers on the battlefield, the word came, the handmaiden heard, and she was keeping in the palace Mephibosheth. How do I say that? And it says, and in her haste of running to protect, because she was guarding him, in her haste, she tripped and she dropped him. She dropped him. And he became crippled in areas of his life. He was dropped by the ones that were to protect him. Now David said, "Is there still anyone? Is there still anyone who is left in the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" That word is hasad there. It means the loving kindness of the Lord. He remembered. He's in the palace. He's operating as a leader. He's operating in the king, as a king. And he remembered the covenant of his best friend, the one that hid him, the one that stood for him, that helped him outrun his own father. And he remembered him. And he said, "I made a covenant." And he called for his servant of the house, Saul, whose name was Ziba. So when he had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "At your service." And then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan, and who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir and the son of Amiel from Lodabar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, who had come to David, he fell on his face. He prostrated himself. And David said, "Mephibosheth, here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I will surely show you loving kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake. For your father's sake. And I will restore to you the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. And then he bowed himself. What is your servant that you should look at me like I'm a dead dog? I am. And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to you, your master's son, all that belonged to Saul, and all to his household. You, therefore, and your sons, and your servants, servant Ziba, you shall work the land for him, and you shall bring a harvest that your master's son may have. But Mephibosheth, your master, shall eat only at my table. So let's just talk about what really happened here. I heard the Lord say in the Spirit, this isn't what you carry. Sometimes you've been Mephibosheth, but you are a David. And in your life, in different places, you have operated in such character, always, in such integrity, always. But God is going to a DNA and he is restoring some father issues. Because of inheritance and because of the blessing of the Lord over your guys' life, he has to do this work. This isn't about your earthly father in a negative way. This isn't about that. It's about returning to a full capacity to eat at a king's table and receive the possession in the spirit of that land. Are you following me? Okay. You're understanding this is nothing disrespectful. Lodabar means there's no pasture there. It means this is where it's been forfeited, okay? Somebody dropped you and lamed. The enemy dropped you. In good intentions, running. Nevertheless, the enemy used it when you were dropped. And I want to tell you what all of that means. Mephibosheth's name means dispelling shame. But he was covered in shame and he hadn't met his full identity yet. Because he was taken to a place of a home where it was a very low place. It had no pasture. It had nothing could grow. It was a place of nothingness. There had been a betrayal. of the integrity of his name. He is bringing you back to a Psalms 23 where he makes you lay down in green pastures and he restores your soul. These things have to be broke in order for you to be able to inherit this full measure of land and walk in it to match your name with no shame. That you would become the inheritance and the son of the Most High God and eat at a banqueting table in the presence of your enemy and kick the devil in the teeth. The very land that David gave him back was the very promised land. It was full possession. It was possession of full promise. It was an honor, it's a right to sit, it's a noble place of kingship. It went from this to sitting at the palace and eating and partaking. And even though there was an infirmity of his lameness that still went with him to the day he died, he bore children with him. And it's just like Jacob when he wrestled and had a hitch and he walked with the wrestling of God and he had something in his hip. And he got a name change. And he came back to the table of the Lord and he became Israel. That's what's happening to you. Promised land, inheritance, Israel. What dropped you is only going to cause you to walk to the palace and eat at the table. This is no one's fault. She didn't mean to do that. She didn't mean to do it. It's nobody's blame. He's going to anoint your head with oil and your cup is going to overflow. You shall eat bread, he said, at my table. You are going to have the abundance of bread at the king's table every day. You're going to eat the living bread to such a degree that you will know what this manna is. It's never going to die in this promised land. Your bread will never become a stale bread. Your wine will never become tainted. Ever. He is restoring your soul. He is restoring your mind, your will, and your emotion to your DNA level. You are going to partake of divine nature all the time. You are partaking of divine nature, substance, sustenance at the table of the Lord God Almighty because he's restoring you. And as you give the inheritance out to all those that are coming as a promise and possession, they will be possessing the land with you. You will not have to have spies in this journey. So we went to a place called No Pasture. Ziba told him, at the home of Makar. Makar's name means bartered. Sorry. Makar's name means sold. Means bartered. He was taken to a very, very low place where nothing grew for a season. were people that were broken and lived in shame. He was covered in his own shame, questions, heavy laden, almost had a nervous breakdown. And he was sold into it. He was living in a place of captivity. He was living in a place of somebody else's house. He was living in the place of someone else's rules. He was living under, but his name wasn't. He was supposed to be the dispeller of shame, and he was living in the very place of captivity. I love what lutro means in the Greek. It means redemption. It means to set a captive free by payment of ransom. Out of a place of slavery, in a land, in a household, of a living arrangement. You're coming out of the slave market of religion. You've come out. You have fought a good fight. You have rearranged a house. You've changed the name. You've redirected the rule that's in the heart of man, and you fought against traditions. And you're saying, I'm not held captive to this tradition that denies the power thereof. And I'm going after it with all that is within me. I'm going to sit at the eat in the presence of my enemies, whether it be in the name of religion. I'm going to sit in front of them, and I'm going to partake of a divine nature, and I'm going to receive my inheritance. When the enemy meant for it to be something of evil, I'm going to bring the restore, the restoration. I'm coming out of a slave market. I've been bought and paid for. There is a redemption. There will be no more bondage. I'm telling you, after this weekend, we have seen there will be no more bondage. None. You are going to be redeemed to return back. And you will be restored. The family lineage will be restored. You will go searching for the ones that are covered in shame in your family lineage, and they will be restored. And they will come in with you to possess the land. Is interesting because Saul's servant, Ziba, his name, the very thing that David did, I think the Lord is amazing in this mystery, because Ziba's name means idolatry. A statue. And he sent Ziba, the thing that tried to kill him, of Saul, a servant, an idol of servant, the pride of a lineage that tried to chase him, is what he sent to go get him and recognize the true identity. And later we know that that tried to come against him, and later in the scripture tried to come against David. But the very thing the Lord is using from things that tried to come against you is the very thing that has to face your identity now at a DNA level. You will see it in the spirit. You will recognize it in the natural, favor from man and God, and it will be unprecedented. What would be sent as messengers, they will recognize the authority, and they'll just bring you to the king, and they won't know why. You will recognize it, and you'll say, what was meant for evil is now turned for good. You will have such favor. You will have favor He is coming in surgically, and he is changing the words that have been muttered behind the scenes about DNA identity. They will no longer have a hold on you, and they will not affect in the spirit. He's taken you from something that's missing, no pasture. I'm not saying there's no fruit, so don't hear that. You hear where I'm at in this place in the spirit. I am saying that now you're going to, he's making you lay down in green pastures. This is a season of rest and full inheritance of possession. There won't be this planning out. It will be a blueprint of heaven that comes because of inheritance. Yes. You didn't earn it. You didn't plan for it. It was willed to you. It's granted to you. I didn't earn inheritance from my parents. I got it because of a bloodline. Lodabar also means a nothing town. It means out in the middle of nowhere. Nothingville. That's literally... So when David brought them, you are now your David. You will bless the Saul. You will cover the Saul. You will hang those and cut their hands and their feet that would even try to come against the anointed one that went before you. Your covering of the Jonathan and his lineage, your brothers, your sisters that come and go, that are coming back, you will cover them to their third generation. And you are covering the Mephibosheths to make sure they become the dispeller of shame and not one who wears it on their mouth and their tongue. I was asking the Lord about this, and he said to me, I'll bet you one day. I was like, Lord, I bet he dreaded the day that he knew the king was going to come looking for him. Because he knew the bloodline, there's no rule of covenant that says you cannot come looking for me to kill me. And even though he was maimed, and even though he was dropped, and even though you had to be so you could understand what being crippled in the spirit at some point looks like, because the leaders that are about to come to you, they will be dispellers of shame, but haven't met their full identity. And you will be a despiser of the shame, just like David represents Jesus. Jesus represents David. And you will so be that. And you will take the shame off those and despise it. And if you didn't know what it felt to be crippled and what it felt like to be dropped, you would not have the capacity and the compassion of the Lord to go to a place that has no pasture and nothing that's nothingless, and go in and rip them out and send the very thing of the trickery of the enemy. Now you go face this. You go, Zabar. You go, idolatry of religion. And you go back and you tell that person to get to my table. Because of loving kindness, the hasad of the Lord is over your lives. You had to be dropped. You had to be dropped. Accidents happen in the kingdom by leaders. Not intentional. Saving your life. under my tradition. I know my covenant. I got to run because they're going to kill him. I got to protect him because they're going to hurt him. I got to do this right because they're going to damage him. And in my running, I dropped him. Not intentional. David could have been hard, but he wasn't. He could have been in grief because Jonathan, his best covenant brother, died. But the compassion of the Lord moved always for miracles through Jesus. It's what moved him. It's what took him to the cross so he could die again. To despise that shame. I love that. The mysteries of God, how he works in the hidden pages. He does it not just so that David would rescue Mephibosheth, but he did it so that they could both realize what they were capable of through him of covenant. When the Lord said, look up what land specifically he inherited. When it was the promised land. It was what you're possessing. It's your Leviticus scripture that cross-references it. God will always go to the low places to find you. And you will go to many, many low places for his bride. People won't agree with how you're going to do this new DNA work. But there will be no more accusations in this arena of the brethren. There will be no more. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean people aren't going to say, I'm saying to your DNA level, there is not an access into the spirit to attack you. When you eat at the king's table, it's the highest place of influence that's been granted to you. And it's the highest place of honor that's been granted as a free gift. Your whole family gets to sit there. All your servants, your whole line, because you're in the bloodline now. Of the lineage of the king. He has prepared this table before you. He is going to shift and change words along the way, even thoughts of this is how I was raised, and this is what we did, will no longer even be able to. It will be I will eat bread every day. I will eat bread at the king's table every day. He already does that through you. But the sustenance and the substance of this kind of bread for this time in the earth is for this moment for you. This kind of partaking of a divine nature doesn't. He did not go after everybody in Lodabar. He went after the one that needed to have inheritance. The sustenance of this substance, of this bread, in this hour that you are going to partake of, goes to your DNA. You will eat daily of this, and it will change the way you will. He is restoring your soul. Like the fiber optic system of everything about you. It's fiber optics. It's underground. It brings communication. It brings, it repairs. It brings connectivity. It restores. It holds things together. It's for this hour. There'll be words that you say that past generations that have never heard. You will come up with strategies and plans of heaven that have been hidden for only you to develop and create in this moment. That's why he's taking all your strategies of old planning off the table. He still needs you to operate with who you are, like don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But he is changing the water, and it's risen to where you're going to throw the baby in and they swim. And it could drown. It could, but they don't. They just start kicking. It's not scary, but it will be a faith endeavor. And you have a joint effort. He did a lot of work last night. I love that Israel's name means one who contends with God. And in the name change of Jacob to Israel, he got a full name change. He wrestled. You better bless me. You better bless me. And he walked with a limp, and Mephibosheth, the last scripture, the very last sentence that it said, and Mephibosheth was laying the rest of his life. And he sat at the king's table and ate. I love that this is a beautiful demonstration of love and acceptance on all parts. Of the ones that have left and that will return because you extended by the Spirit a loving kindness word. They get to partake of your table. And it won't be, I have to sit at the table waiting for someone to stab me. You will trust the king at the table that the invitation has been gone out to you. there'll be those that you'll beckon back and you'll say, don't be afraid. And they'll bow down. You'll say, you're welcome here. Don't be afraid. I've not called you to the palace to hurt you. I haven't called you back. I've called you for inheritance. I've called you to possess a land with me. I've called you to run a race to obtain a prize. I've called you for the joy that's set before me, because I don't do things according to the tradition of man anymore. I don't do it according to old DNAs, against glass tubes, that authority means something like intimacy that's hard. I do because of authority is because of the great compassion that I love so well, that all are welcome in redemption. This is going to change at the DNA level for you to hear a father's blessing of a king sitting at the table, to hear your identity as a David, to understand all levels, to understand all authority, to understand where every single person, not, that's why he's changing you. The leadership in the possession of the land, when you are established, you will never see grasshopper mentality. You will know the strategies of the enemies that are in the same land with you. And some of them will even be coming to eat at your table. What is above you and what is before you comes from this place of a DNA shift of who you are in your authentic identity, that some of the idolatry that was sent to get you out of Lodabar missed.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.